Welcome to the Message Podcast with yours truly, Angel. This month's episode is called Be Quiet. And we're going to be talking about the importance of turning down the noise around us so that we can allow God to speak to us more clearly in our lives. We'll be going over the importance of allowing those moments of quietness and how the enemy will actually use distractions to keep us from being in the presence of God. I'll also give you guys some tips from personal experience that may help you find more quiet time during your day. It is November of 2023, and I pray that all is well on your end. Can you believe we only have another month left in the year 2023? Absolutely insane. It feels like last week it was warm, and now I'm leaving for work with a jacket on every morning, kicking myself that I forgot to remote start my car so it would be warm by the time I got in. Hey, what can you do? I'm still not used to this chilly weather. Although I gotta say, it is absolutely beautiful with the leaves changing colors. Overall, I have to say things have been amazing. Back in September, I had a chance to perform a spoken word piece out at the River Church of God in Danbury, Connecticut, and it was such a blessing, let me tell you. I always love to perform and glorify the name of God. The piece was a take on, if I could battle rap Satan, what would I say? I, as well as my brothers in Christ that performed that night as well, shout out to Free and Rudy, we all ended up on rapzilla.com, which is absolutely insane. If you don't know, Rapzilla is one of the biggest websites that covers Christian hip hop. And so I was honored to be there. So shout out to them. I was also recently interviewed for Newsday. It's a very big newspaper here on Long Island for their Faces of Long Island series, where they cover people from, of course, Long Island, New York, that are making a positive impact in their community. So as you can see, I mean, it is such a huge blessing and an honor and a testament that God honors those who honor him. I'll be sure to leave a link to both articles on my Instagram as well as my website. And if it's possible on Apple Podcasts, I'll be sure to leave it on there also for you guys to check out if you'd like. As you can see, I've been pretty busy. Dropped a music video back in August for my 30th birthday as well. And I feel like there's so much more that I want to do. Being busy is something I always try to be. However, recently, I read a book by Christian author Jefferson Bethke called To Hell with the Hustle. And it helped remind me once again of the importance of stillness. See, stillness, I sometimes forget, is a blessing, something to be pursued. Life can be very, very noisy, and if we let it, will pull us away from communing with God. You see, I always prided myself in being busy. From the outside looking in, people would see performances and music videos and music being released, battles, whatever, and wondering how I'm able to do it, especially while working a regular 9-to-5 job. When in reality, I feel like I haven't even scratched the surface of what I can do. I would be obsessed, let me tell you, with filling up my calendar app with different tasks for the day, each one with a specific different color as to what it was for, one color for creative stuff, another one for, you know, work-related stuff, another one for fitness. I mean, it was insane. But the problem was, I would sometimes get upset when I was either behind on my schedule for the day or just not able to do a task because something unexpected came up because, you know, that's how life is. And that was the beginning of me looking at this busyness thing from another lens. Is filling up almost every hour of my schedule with almost no time for quietness something to strive for? Today, we live in a culture that idolizes the hustle culture. I'm from New York, and so at times I see that at its absolute worst, especially on the commute to and from work. I mean, no one knows how to use their turn signal anymore and can barely stay on a single lane for more than 30 seconds before having to switch to the next lane so they can cut someone off. And for what? To get somewhere only 2 minutes before the next person? Come on. Now, this next example isn't as bad, but it's a memory that really showed the definition of hustle culture. Now, years ago, I remember going to school in the city for insurance, specifically around Wall Street, and being astonished that despite how busy things were, despite how many people were on the sidewalk at the same time, you might as well not exist. It's not that anyone was rude or anything per se, but rather that literally everyone besides tourists were hustling to go somewhere. Their focus was always past you. Whether it be for the next train or their next sip of their Starbucks coffee, they were always hustling. And side note, I love Starbucks coffee. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not here saying being lazy is the way to go, because it's not. I'm not here saying being focused and productive is a negative trait. I mean, even in episode 31 of this podcast, I talked about how laziness isn't a godly trait. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 13, verse 4, it says, "The soul of a lazy man desires and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made rich." So what I'm saying is, maybe some of us need to be more mindful of how busy and distracted we're allowing ourselves to be. Some of us can't bear to drive in our car without music or a podcast playing. If the radio stops working in our car, we go nuts. The drive becomes boring and makes our commutes that much longer for some of us. Some of us can't even go to the bathroom anywhere without bringing our phones with us. We can't bear to sit in a bathroom alone in silence. Forget that. Most of us would rather sit on the toilet and scroll on TikTok. Am I wrong? And if you're a 90s baby or older, you remember the good old days of where we would sit and read the back of a shampoo bottle. I mean, it was nuts. But why is that? In my personal experience, even my little break time that I would give myself when I would come home from work would almost completely lack any quiet time. The only exception being my prayer and my Bible study time. But are we allowing there to be moments in our days for complete silence? What if God is trying to speak to us, but our music is too loud? In the NLT translation, in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 19, verses 11 to 12, it reads, "Go out and stand before me on the mountain," the Lord told him. And as Elijah stood there, the Lord passed by, and a mighty windstorm hit the mountain. It was such a terrible blast that the rocks were torn loose, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, there was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was the sound of a gentle whisper. First, it was a windstorm. Then there was an earthquake. And then a fire. And yet, it was a gentle whisper that God spoke in. In the New King James Version, it's a still, small voice. God chose to gently whisper to Elijah here. You see, God respects us. Just as he respected Adam and Eve's decision to exercise their free will by disobeying him, despite the consequences that would follow, same he is with us. God wants us to actively seek him. God wants us to turn down the noise and only be focused on him. But we can't do that if we're allowing noise and busyness to be around us every second. We need stillness in our day. We need time where we're not doing anything besides being quiet and allowing the Lord to speak to our current condition. And that's why I believe the devil loves the hustle culture that's so prominent today. It makes us self-centered at times. There are some people that are unknowingly making themselves God in their lives. Everything is about them, their goals, their ladder to climb at work. What room are they leaving for God to speak? You see, the busier we make ourselves, the harder it'll be to give enough time to God. I mean, how many of us follow some sort of motivational Instagram page or TikTok account that posts nothing but content relating to hustling and being as busy as possible? Again, I want to reiterate, busy isn't bad. But it's like these pages at times make us feel guilty if we're allowing any quiet time in our day. They make us feel lazy and unproductive. Why sit and have quiet time when there is work to be done? I mean, let me ask you, how many of us are following Instagram pages that actually encourage stillness in our day? Hardly any, I'd say. This is why it's so key to fight back. Fight back against the norms of society today. Do not allow yourself to feel guilty in allowing yourself some quiet time. Quiet time can actually be productive if you're looking for the Lord to speak to you. So, what are some ways we can add some stillness in our day? How can we ease our minds from all the constant mental stimulation of life around us? Well, my first tip is start your day in the presence of God. Give yourself some extra time in the morning when everything is still nice and quiet to just sit in His presence. Even if that means setting your alarm to go off a little earlier in the morning, it's the best way to set the tone for the rest of your day. Putting on that armor of God will allow you to withstand the enemy's attacks and distractions. You see, in the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 35, it says, "Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed." This verse here is describing Jesus. A long while before daylight, meaning before the busyness of the day, before the hustle. Solitary, meaning he was by himself, away from everything and everyone else. And what an incredible example Jesus left us on how to approach God. It is when we put our complete focus and attention to God, lowering the noise around us, that we can hear that gentle whisper in our lives. Now, if you're not a morning person or you're in a rush for whatever reason, no judgment. Another tip I can give you is during your commute to work. What I mean by that is that most of us drive with music or maybe a podcast playing. How long is your commute to work? 15 minutes, 30, an hour? What if that drive was in silence? I'm not saying that every drive needs to be in silence, because I do enjoy music playing, but if you're struggling to fit in moments of complete silence, it's definitely worth considering. Some of my most powerful moments, let me tell you, with God, have been in the car, mindlessly driving somewhere while in prayer. I've heard the Holy Spirit tugging at things in my heart to pray for a certain someone, to convict me of something. God in those moments has spoken to me in powerful ways just by driving home with nothing playing while asking God to speak to my current condition. And the last tip that I can personally give you, cut down the distractions. If you play video games or watch Netflix or go on YouTube, be very mindful of how much of your precious time is going into that. There may be simple fixes into where we're spending our time in that'll make the world of a difference in adding more stillness and quietness in your life. Maybe don't go on TikTok for an hour before bed. Think about how incredible that time would be if we would allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us instead. We make time for what is important to us. And there is nothing more important than being in the presence of God. It's not easy, especially in society today. I get it, but we can do it. God will be there to help us always. So as we close out this podcast, I do want to end this with prayer. Prayer, as you know very well, is extremely powerful, because it is prayer that allows us to be reminded of the power of God. It allows us to connect with Him. And I want to pray at this very moment that God may help you just grow in the areas of adding stillness. It's something that we can all improve on. None of us are perfect. I mean, this podcast is ministering to me as well. There's areas I can improve on. So let's together pray and ask God to give us the strength to make those tough decisions and allow more stillness in our day. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to give you honor and praise at this very moment. Thank you for being our God. Thank you for your love for us. Thank you that you love us so much that despite our shortcomings, you never give up on us. You're always trying to speak to us, even when we don't always listen. You are such an amazing God, the creator of the entire universe, and yet you want to be our friend, our counselor, our provider, who we trust with all of our heart and all of our soul. Lord, you deserve it all. Father God, I want to lift up in prayer to whoever is listening at this moment. I thank you for their life. I thank you for what you have planned for them. Lord, you know we live in a world today that is filled with distractions at every corner. Some of us can be so focused on the hustle that we forget that stillness is a blessing. Stillness is when we can hear your gentle whisper. Father God, I ask you for forgiveness in falling short in that area. Forgive us if we pray and don't sit in that stillness to hear back from you. Forgive us for putting other things above you, Lord. I ask you at this moment, Lord, to help us fight back. Help us to fight and set aside time to be still at your feet. Help us to tune out the noises of life and to be able to hear you louder than ever before in our lives. give us the strength to be disciplined enough to create healthy habits in our time so that we may grow in this walk with you, Lord. I thank you, God, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, that concludes this month's podcast episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope this episode was able to encourage you to be more mindful of where your attention is. God is always speaking, but we're not always listening. It's important to allow God the opportunity to speak to us. And while none of us are perfect in this area, we serve a God, thankfully, who is patient and graceful. He believes in you, and so do I. It would mean the absolute world if you would leave me a review on Apple Podcasts, as it helps the podcast grow in the rankings, which increases visibility. Shoot, even sharing it with a friend who you think could use some encouragement would be an absolute honor. You have no idea how much it would mean. And if you want to reach out to me with any comments, questions, you can reach me at my website. My name is angel.com, or on social media at The Message Podcast. God bless you, and thank you once again for tuning in. Until next time, this has been The Message.